Simen Shin Tesvav Seif Beis. Eitzim Shetoikim Roish HaMoecho B'Doifen HaSfina. A person has a boat, and on top of the boat, from side to side, is a piece of wood. Eitzim Shetoikim Roish HaMoecho B'Doifen HaSfina. V'Koifefim Roish Ham HaSheini B'Doifen HaSheini Shel HaSfina. And the wood goes from one side of the boat to the other side of the boat. And from one wood to the other wood, you put like a piece of material for shade. If these pieces of wood that are going from side to side of the boat have a shear tefach, you're allowed to put the rest to cover it with a kind of material or cloth, because it's called moisif al oyel aray and it's muter. Or yafilu ein beroch von tefach. Even if it doesn't have a shiur roich av tefach and every piece of wood on its own, im ein benzel ze shalosh tefachim, chashive ke'oyel umutar lifris aleihem b'shabes machzeles. It's called kelovut, so it's considered already that it's oil here, and you're allowed to cover it with a piece of material. Even if you're doing it l'shem tzel, de'avele teisefes oyel arev v'shori, umitam ze, machzeles prusa k'dei tefach. If a person has a machzeles that has already opened the shiur tefach, mutar lifrishar machzeles b'shabes, he's allowed to open the rest. The tefach she'omru chutz min akricho. But if it's rolled together in a piece, then you're not allowed to be moisif al ha'oyel, because it's not mechzik moisif al ha'oyel. We'll see later what is exactly the case, that it doesn't help the fact that you have a tefach already rolled. We'll see the Mishneh Brura inside. Eitzim shetoikim roish ha'echol b'doifen ha'sfino. Mishneh Brura says, Haynu sh'oisim k'moy chashukim apnei roicha v'sfino milamala. They make like pieces of wood running on top of this boat. V'oisim k'en b'eitzim har b'smuchim zelazeh al kol orko shel ha'sfino. V'u adin arise satino k'shiyosh alo chashukim u'persim alo sadin lo'ogim b'nei ha'zvubim. If you have a crib of a baby and you have pieces of wood and you want to put on top a material that the flies will not come in. Im hachashukim nasim b'odyoy meder shenizbayr, mutar lifris aleim sadin b'shabes. V'im lav osu. V'odin de osu lifris sadin ala agolois. De osu gamkin lo gira ma shetachteo v'ave koyel. Im lo isher eporus kvar me'erev shabes b'orei chav tefach. K'me shikosam ha'shulchanoruch. V'hod alei chashi v'koze lo yel kva. Hainu mishum den oisim 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 lefi shov lo yelei iskai. They didn't do it b'oifen kavua. So if they have a roichav tefach, you're allowed to be moisif. She roichav eitz, hoyo, ha'ogel hoyo tefach. So in the old Mishneh Brura, this is the nusach. Be roichav tefach, she roichav eitz ha'ogel hoyo tefach. So this is the way we have in the Mishneh Brura, the meaning that the circle, that piece of wood that is a circle, has a tefach inside the roichav. ואפילו רק באחד מהם. And the old Mishneh Brura, the nusach was, שרויך ועץ היו עוגל תפח. The whole circle was a תפח. And this is not true, because then the רויךב, what is shaving, is less from a תפח. So you מייסיף על האויל only if it's already a תפח. So the chazanish was magia, like we have today in the new Mishneh Brura already, it's written down, שרויך ועץ העוגל היו תפח. The Shein Halochis brings down that the Mishneh Brura himself fixed it b'Seif Yomo. V'chein ma shekosav im ein ben zeh l'zeh ainu gamken, afilu rak b'mokim echot, v'amrin en lovud v'avikilo yoshle shetfochim m'chusa b'mokim echot. Everything is covered. Now, the Mishneh Brura says that the Halochis moisif al ha'oyel is, if you have a tefach, you could be moisif al ha'oyel, or if in one place, you have a couple sticks that are not far from each other, pochet mishalosh, have shloisha kilu shloisha tfochim mechus v'mokim echod, and you're allowed to add to the other place. So here we have a big chiddush in Mishneh Brura that the Chazanish disagrees. Mishneh Brura learns that aloch of meisif ala oil could be you have a tefach, or maybe before the Mishneh Brura. The Shulchan Aruch says you have a tefach, you're allowed to add. Or if you have lines of lovud, you're allowed to cover them. Mishneh Brura says if you have lovud in one place, the iron, three little sticks that together are lovud, and it's considered kilo mechusa, you're allowed to add till the end, because it's lovud kesosum. And the Chazanish says, no. Only at Mokim Alovud you're allowed to add. Because Lovud is Kesosum. So you're allowed to add. Oh, but to add near the Mokim of the Lovud, you're not allowed to. Now the Chazanish goes and adds another Shaila. Okay, I said you're not allowed to add near the Lovud. What would be if you cover the Lovud and then you want to add? Now it's Moisiv al Ha'oil. And to cover the Lovud, you're allowed to. So the Chazanish says that it's Mistaba that you're not allowed to. Why? The Marsho speaks out in Eruvin, Rabbi Kivi Eger brings it down, that to make lines of Lovud and Shabbos, you're allowed to, it's not considered oil. Shlomo Zalman says even more from that. If you want to cover a crib with a net from flies, and the net has bigger holes from the pieces of the metal, it's like a big screen, you're allowed to, it's not called oil. Porutz merube. To make a oil from Lovud, you're allowed to. So, Zog de Marsho, a person will make Lovud, and then he will cover it in Shabbos. You're not allowed to. Only if it was done before Shabbos, you're allowed to add. But if you do the whole system, you're not allowed to. Chaim Noah speaks about it. But there's a Marsho, the Chazanish, the Kibbe Eger is machria like that. So now the Chazanish says the same thing here. You have the Lovud, but you cover it, and then you want to add to be Moisif ala oil. That you're not allowed to. That you're not allowed to. Now, we have a very interesting shaila. So we are choshesh to this Chazanish and to this Rav Kivi Eger. Person has a carriage. Has the top of the carriage has a hood that closes and opens. A cover. Most poskim, and this is the way we paskin, if it's already connected before Shabbos, you're allowed to close and open that piece. Because it's reconnected. It's not called Oysa Oyel B'Shabbos. Now, a person has a carriage and has like a little cover shade to the carriage. We said if it's connected, he's allowed to open it in Shabbos. Now it's raining, he wants to add a plastic to cover the whole carriage. So the plastic is Be'etzem Moisif Aloyel Aray. Now, if he doesn't have the piece open and he puts the plastic, he's doing Oyel B'Shabbos, it's also. He wants first to open the piece and then to cover. To open the piece, he's allowed to. If the piece was open before Shabbos, he's allowed to add the plastic. To do both steps in Shabbos, he's allowed to, he's not allowed to. This is the Shaila. He's allowed to, he's not allowed to. Shemazama's Natiya here, that you're allowed to. And I said, oh, Shabbos also passing, because it's Kavua, here it's not Shaykh, this Chumra of the Chazanish. Now, Shemazama's Erevach is Medaik from this Chazanish, when the Chazanish speaks about that Lefid Mishneh Brura, you're allowed to add near the oil, near the Lovud, Chazanish disagrees. It's Masha, when you start to make oil, you have to add near the piece that you're adding. You can't start from the other side. Shlomo Zalman says, Ishmir Shabbos, Torah Chavdal, if it's put one big piece, then it's okay. But if it's not one big piece, and you're adding little pieces, then you're not allowed to. The Hainu, you're allowed to if you start to put them near the piece that was already done, and you go weiter and weiter. But to start from the other side, Shlomo Zalman says, it's better to be machmir. Now there's another very interesting shaila. Chazanish says that when you want to add, you have to have a line of tefach, you're allowed to add in the whole line. If you have on the wide, you're allowed to add. But if you have one little piece, you can't add to cover the whole thing. Only connect the le'orkoi, connect the le'rochboi. To the length of the way. And here's the question. I hear the Chazanish, makes sense very much this Chazanish. You can add other to the oirech, other to the roichav. Now I have a shayla. But after I add to the oirech, why I can't carry on adding? One will say, the same is for Rabbi Kivi Eger. I'm not allowed to add on something that I added in Shabbos. But here's already a chiddush. Because we said before from the Chazanish that when you add, you can't add on the other side. You have to add in the side that is near the side that you're adding. And then you go more and more. So why I can't add, and then go running around the whole place? But this is what the Chazanish wants to say. It's a big chiddush. We'll see the Mishneh Berurah weiter, Sif Kotn Yudalet. Chashive ke oyel umuto. Dafka lasis oyel arem mitchila osu. Aval im nasi kvar muto lo hoisif olo. Ubeze. Kevon shoyo ba'eitz echot rochav tefach deu shiu oyel. Oyel shoyo porit nishe shetfochim ben zel ezeh deu shiu lovud. Havik mo ha'eitzim mechuborim yachad beshiu shoyo shetfochim. Choshuv nasi oyel mikvar. And you're allowed to add. Now, to be soiser ha'oil aray that was nase b'Shabbos. If it was post tefach and he added, the Chazon Ish holds that you're allowed to be mefarik. But he says, if the oil was osimer of Shabbos, you're not allowed to take off the oil, even if you will leave a tefach. Even if you will leave a tefach. Mishneh Berurah Sif Katan Tesvav. Umitam zeh rotzolayim. Ad v'chanami kevin ha'ave tefach prusu v'vodiyoy. Muter achar kach lifru esoit. Deinu lemoysif alo yel aray. Ava belav ochi osu. Ve'avda lekamon besif gimel amrinen deinu osu mishum o yel aray. Elo kshoyse gam mechitzes tachtov. Shaino ocha shoyse lehedi bishul oyel. Etzelo lo oyum neatzino v'akshomim. Kmo ishi kasavti lekamay besif gimel. Chutz min akrich. Hainu shimoyso machzeles prusu l'shem gag. The tzorah should show the tefach porus open, כדי שימותו לפריס הכל. וכנ"ל, אין רואה חבאיגו של קריחו אוילה בשיעור תפח. והקריחו אינו חשוב הפרוס על הגג לאויל, אלא צורך שישור תפח פורוס לבד נראה חבאיגו של הקריחו. זה זאת המשנבוי בנגזר. יש מהאחרונים שכוסו, ואפילו אוכל לפריס המחצלס, שיקרוך על איזה דובו ששייך באויל להדיה אוסו משום אויל. Even that it's not nire ko'oyel. The davar gebeze sheyeporus mitchila v'korcho le'mechzik emeshayer le'oyel. Aval etit nokar shikur al davar acher osu. Chaznish says that it's poshet that it's osu. He doesn't hear the other side. Now the shayla is, but if he put it l'shem oyel and he wants to add, what is the aloche? So interesting, the Chaznish wants to say like this. אם הוא יודע איתו בנוחס הקריחה להשאיר הקרוחה כמו אישי, ולפריס מחצלס אחר, אז כוסף החזניש, סימנון בייס, שנחשב את הקריחה כשיעור טבע בתחיל הסוהל, ומותר לא יסיבו למחצלס אחר. והוא יסיב שגם אם לא יודע איתו לקח מרב שבס, could be allowed to add, only to open it you're not allowed to. It's very interesting. More from that, it's לא שם משלבו את משמע that he rolled it. Want to be, is no different way. It's very interesting. The Marshal, the Mishneh Berurah in Sifkot and Yudalev spoke about a mechitza, the same halachas. He said, if it's folded, you're not allowed to. Now the question again: if the fold, the first fold is already a real mechitza, not like a circle, has a fold here, he will leave the fold here, and then he adds folds, and then he opens the fold. If you have to know what is the agdor exactly of these are. Now, I saw a very interesting shaila in the Orche Shabbos. The Orche Shabbos in Periktes brings down an interesting shaila. Person has a carriage, we said he's allowed to add. If he opens the gagon, the roof of it, he's allowed. He's mesupik. What would be if it's two levels? עגלת תינוק שיש לה גגון, הוא בא לפורס השמיכה לגבי העגלה עצמה, באופן שיש הפרש בגובה בין הגגון ובין השמיכה. Two different levels. He says that it's, if it's רוחה ג' צפוח, אם לחור is no heter, he wants to be a rifle from Mishneh Berurah. And maybe בחייגב, there's no heter, take it to do it.